And now,
great to be back.
Back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
Awesome.
And your host, Bill Frank.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show. I'm your host, Bill Frank. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business and politics. As we get closer to the election, these two subjects dominate the conversation. My next guest is a nonpartisan contender for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors from the 1st District. We'll discuss his platform and his campaign for the general election. Bob Roper has lived and worked in Ventura County all of his life. He grew up in Ventura and attended Buena High School. His wife, Debbie, attended arch-rival Ventura High School. And surprisingly, they've been happily married for 35 years. Bob began his public service career as a volunteer firefighter. In 1980, he joined the department full-time, rising through the ranks to become fire chief in 1997, a position he retained until he retired. In addition to being a firefighter, Bob earned his BS degree in business administration. Joining me in the studio. Hi, Bob. How are you today?
Fine. How about you?
Wonderful. Thank you for being our guest in studio to talk about your campaign, to talk about your election. As you go out on the campaign trail and you're talking to the residents of Ventura County, what issues do you see as most important to Ventura County voters?
Really, right now, it boils down to they keep hearing about the threats of the budget deficit at the federal or the state level, and they see the high unemployment. What people are concerned about is their quality of life. Are they going to have a job? What is the future going to bring to them?
I see. And so as a supervisor, what are you telling them to sort of ameliorate their fears?
What I tell people is that one of my core platform is trying to revitalize the county's economy. Because what a lot of people don't understand is with a strong foundation of a great economy in your local county, really, then that pays for a lot of the government services and so forth that we all expect and we enjoy. But it all starts with a revenue stream on how to begin that process.
Okay, so by revitalizing, you're implying that the economy right now needs some vitalization. It needs a cardiac startup, if you will.
Yeah, when I go out when I'm not doing radio shows and so forth, and I talk to business owners, and I ask them, what are the obstacles? Are you expanding? Are you know anybody wants to bring a new business in? And they keep talking about some of the bureaucracies, the rules, regulations, and the obstacles that they have to really doing it. As soon as that money frees up as the economy recovers, the business owner also has to take that time to say, I want to take that financial step and that commitment forward. And when that happens, then they start generating new jobs back into the economy.
All right. Now, on a national level, a lot of business owners are holding money back because of the uncertainty. On the federal level, it's the fiscal cliff. It's the presidential election. So many things are in the balance that they're just not investing money. Are you finding that Ventura County business CEOs that you talk to have the money and are just reluctant to invest it right now? Or is it that they just don't even have the money to hire new people?
Well, what I'm finding is a lot of them have either the money or they have the means to get the money. But what's happening is the regulations and so forth, the process they have to do to go to expand their business is what's cumbersome. A lot of people are thinking that the economy can only be improved at the federal or state level, and I say absolutely not. The best thing we can do here is I only have to have two other board members on the Board of Supervisors to agree to a policy change. If you go to Sacramento or to Washington, it takes over hundreds of a fellow of your peers to agree to a policy change. So if we look at, we can begin instantaneous changes to our economy, our quality of life, here at the local level first.
Well, that's a very interesting perspective and one that many people don't think about. So when you talk to the CEOs, you talk to the business people as you're on the campaign trail, what are some of those obstacles that they say are getting in the way? Is it signing ordinances? Is it business permitting? What sorts of things prevent them from expanding?
One is the cost of the permits and the regulatory process. In my campaign, I talked to some people about there was a novel idea that the city of Ojai did, is where they waived the permits, fees, and so forth so that there was a blighted building that the business owner could go in and modify and use that investment instead of permit fees, get the business going. I support that type of an idea because what happens is, from a county's perspective, permits are a one-time revenue source. If I get a business to flourish in Ventura County, they expand and increases the property tax base. It also increases the sales tax dollars, more jobs, and then the secondary businesses around a job. So there's a whole cycle of what we can work on.
It's a whole ecosystem that you're talking about. My guest is Bob Roper. He is a candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors from the 1st District. We're talking about jobs in Ventura County. So let's talk about one of the county's biggest employers, and that is Amgen. Amgen is on the record now as saying that they want to expand. They will expand. However, they're not going to expand in California for a variety of reasons. If elected, what can you do to help sway them to perhaps bring more jobs back here into our local economy?
Well, whether it's Amgen, agriculture, or other businesses, what we have to do is by the County Board of Supervisors have to partner and collaborate with our city counterparts. A lot of people don't understand what the supervisor does, but we deal with a regional form of government here in the county. And if we can create systems that would remove those obstacles that we can do locally, fine. What we can also do is identify the obstacles somebody like Amgen has at the state level. We can work with our state legislators. We can identify and we could begin to lobby to try to get some of those things changed. But it takes everybody pulling on the rope in the same direction to try to get those massive changes done.
It does. My guest is Bob Roper. So let's do this. Let's switch it up if we can for just a minute, because I want to talk about campaign finance. In the primary, you and your opponent both signed a voluntary pledge to spend no more than $186,000 in the primary election. Subsequently, you and your opponent have agreed to spend no more than another $186,000 to be elected to the supervisor position. However, there's some controversy around this, because after the results were made official on June the 28th, proper protocol requires that you sign another voluntary expenditure limit statement. Your opponent has done so, but he had to return $75,000 in campaign contributions that he collected before he actually completed this paperwork. So my question to you is, first of all, have you signed a second voluntary campaign contribution limitation pledge?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you had. So you're on record as having that. And then are you going to follow suit? Your opponent has made it very clear in the newspaper that he thinks that you ought to return any monies that you collected, just as he did. He's trying to take the high road on this. Do you have plans to return that money and then have contributors recontribute back to your campaign? How do you see this?
Yes, once we are made aware of this, we began our research into how much money and what the facts were. What ended up happening is in the primary, I signed the initial document when I filed for the office. What happens, the county elections waited till after they certified the primary election around July 1st, and they sent the new notice out to the candidates to sign. I returned it on July 21st. So between July 1st and July 21st, we raised about $5,000, not $75,000. And so we're looking, and we've written a letter to county elections asking for a clarification of the campaign finance. My opponent is the author of the campaign finance, and even he messed up on his own rules that he wrote. So this is really what the newspaper was showing from county council. This is a non-issue. We are being honorable in what we intended to do, and we will clarify this.
All right, so you're going to take the right steps, you're going to clarify it and move forward just the same as you are. Is this a tempest in a teapot, Bob?
You know, I don't believe so. I think what it is politics at its best. My opponent submitted a story to the Star making that he was a Cape Crusader on this type of thing, and really it was a non-issue. There was no malice on my part, nor do I believe there was malice on his part in not signing the document. This is the first time since a campaign finance went through that we could research that that the new rules apply to a campaign that went past the primary and went into the second phase into a general election. So this was a nuance that county elections didn't know about, nor did the candidates. And so it's one of those things that it's all by honor. And it will be rectified, and everybody will be, it'll be made right.
There you go. Breaking new ground. Bob Roper running for Ventura County Supervisors from the 1st District. Bob, I'm going to switch it up on you again, because as we go forward, cities, counties, and states around this country are grappling with the burden of public pensions. If elected, what steps will you take to alter the current pension benefits to a more sustainable level?
Well, what we have to do is to get a true long-term actuarial done on the retirement. the county board of supervisors gets an actuarial done every year, but it's really looking at a five-year span is how they look at their unfunded liabilities. What has to happen now is with the new rules set out by the governor for new employees, we have to look at how does that affect us over a 20 or 30-year period, not just a short snapshot at the beginning. Once we identify truly what the unfunded liabilities are, then we have to go back to the employees and negotiate what the true effect of that's going to be. And so right now, nobody knows truly what we're trying to resolve, but it's only going to come through a meet and confer process with the employees, with the board setting the pace on here's an unfunded liability, here's the return on the investment that we have to agree on, which is a rational number we have to come up with, and resolve the whole issue.
All right, but if what went on in Wisconsin is any indication, these negotiations, these take-backs, if you will, do get to be a little bit contentious, because whenever someone is promised something and then you have to take it away from them, that is always a slap in the face to some people. How will you approach that, particularly since you were fire chief and you yourself are a pensioner from Ventura County?
Okay. One thing I tell people is this, is that I started as a firefighter. I was on the labor association. I negotiated with us on some of the contracts. When I became the fire chief, I wore a different hat. I was management. Now I was trying to take back some of those things. As a county board of supervisor, I'm looking for the benefit of the whole, all the taxpayers that I'm vested with that responsibility. So what I have to do is to make the hard decisions and say, for the benefit of the taxpayers, the benefit of this county, this is what the target and the goal that we're going to negotiate, and we have to achieve that goal.
All right, my guest is Bob Roper. He's running for Ventura County Supervisors. Bob, let's continue on with money if we can for just a minute. If you're elected, would you decline your $125,000 a year salary since you're already collecting your pension from the county fire department?
No, I wouldn't. But what I intend to do is this. I intend to fund out of my salary, my office budget, what we call a business facilitator position. This position would be located in the chief administrative office, and that way it's outside the scope of any politician, and this person would actually be the go-to person for a business who we talked earlier about obstacles to a business growth or coming into the county. They can look at what are those things. Currently, the county has a business ombudsman that only works in the resource management agency. This position is critical to being in the chief executive's office to take board policy on how we want businesses to be treated, identify those obstacles, and then let's resolve them. But I'll fund that. I'll offer to fund that out of my salary and office budget.
Well, that's a very generous offer. Now, if we take a look at this position, the business facilitator position that you're talking about, some of the cities have a similar type of position in place. I know that Ventura, for example, has that, although the position is currently vacant. How successful has it been on the city level, and how do you think that that will scale up to the county level?
Well, I can't speak exactly to the Ventura City position, but as I've talked to businesses in Ventura City, I can tell you that they're quite frustrated with the bureaucratic process. What the County Board of Supervisors, I propose, is that we set a performance measure on how we want businesses to be treated and how we want business growth to be handled in the county. We set that by policy, and we give it to the Chief Administrative Officer to do. He's held responsible for working with all the county departments to make sure that that goal is achieved. And I think that right now, one of the things some people ask me, well, if you implement this in the county, but I live in the city, what happens? It all happens by leadership. If the county is successful in turning the tide in the business environment in the county, the cities will likely do the same thing. And then Ventura County as a whole is better.
Well, that's a very promising thought. Bob, let's change it up yet again, and I want to talk about some of the issues that will be plaguing Ventura County as we go forward during the term of your being on the Board of Supervisors, if you are elected. And one that it affects everybody listening to the sound of our voice is traffic. Traffic in Ventura County has gotten progressively worse over the last 5 years. What steps are you going to take to alleviate some of the traffic when you're elected to Board of Supervisors?
Well, probably the number one thing is we have to look at how can we regionalize some of our government services, okay? We can do that in several different ways. One, we can try to provide the government services over the internet using technology, so people don't have to get in their cars and drive all the way to the county government center to get a simple permit. That process has already been started in the county, but it needs to mature and be fully fleshed out. The other thing is there's been a lot of talk, and over time, trying to get East County services. So at least we can divide up the county in half and you provide county services out at the courthouses. There's no reason at all why we can't provide some other county services with our cities. Let's drop some of the jurisdictional lines and see how can we partner with the cities on issuing permits at their counters too. So those are kind of some of the initial things, at least for county government, how we can begin to do that. Then the other things we have to look at is still work with the state and federal government on how we try to provide regional mass transit, whether it's a bus service or other options that are out there. Those are going to be the only way we're going to be able to get cars off the road. The other thing, you know, with using some of the stimulus money and things that are out there, what we're seeing for traffic congestion is we are expanding, like right now, the Rincon, the 101 freeway expansion. We've just got done with the Rice Road and some of the other off-ramps, but we have to be planning ahead and working with the Ventura County Transportation Commission and prioritizing the projects in Ventura County to stay up with the amount of growth in Ventura County to reduce that traffic congestion.
My guest has been Bob Roper. He is a candidate for the Ventura County Board of Supervisors from the 1st District. And Bob, you probably piqued the interest of some of my listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about your campaign, where would you direct them to go?
The simplest way to go is to our website, which is just www.roperforsupervisor.com. You can go to there or go to our Facebook page to get the current events, what's happening in the campaign, learn more about me. But on the website, one of the things I offer is a promise of what I will do and my plan for the first 90 days in office, the first year, and at the end of the 4 years. And I ask everybody to look at that and look at my opponent and look who promises not what they've done, but what they plan to do for the future. And I think then they can make an informed decision and hold, I offer people to hold me highly accountable to making sure that I get those projects done before I run for office again.
Well, that is great. My guest has been Bob Roper. Bob, thank you so much for coming in the studio and sharing your thoughts about the campaign. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.